Night night pass. Deeper and deeper down. Deeper and deeper down for me. Good. Let's get started. I'm going to say several things to your mind. Every word will echo, entertain, entwine, and entrain your brain. In a lot of senses, these are things I've already said. They link together. So I'm revisiting familiar territory, then adding one, or two, or three steps, teaching you that your mind has taught itself steps, absorbing what it has been taught in attendance with me, available to me. So listen and relax, deepen and follow. My voice to the very end of its explanation, its entire ambit, its course through you. My words do course through you, leaving the surface of you, and then entering deeper ground. Plates are spinning, setting dominoes in line. Everything we do beforehand is you willingly walking into the cage and locking it off. Toppling your mind carries the tools and processes I set up. Toppling your mind falls, as we all do, into the future. The only direction you really fall. Re-entraining yourself every time you return. Creating that future, where your familiar pathways contain named phenomena. Contain identifiable experiences that you keep track of, your yearnings and urges, the way they burn and begin, the way they connect once they're in you, my words, this subconscious intent looking for something to do, the parts of you that could be warden, assistant, helpmeet outside of that cage. Passing things in through the bar. You decide how far you want to push that bar. I note you're on the edge of arousal, inundated with fantasy, takes you far afall. Desire and need you want under these circumstances, quite different than what you thought before, soberly connected more. More, after all, when we engage in the arousing setup that you are in, when we engage in setting out the place from which we will begin, whether to lie there and then not move, or to shift through your stances, through your procedures, through the ways that your brain hungers for a dose of a drug as powerful as the endorphins running through you, at falling deep with me. What flushes beneath the skin and aches in the soul. All things that build an arousal. But the exhaustion of that can take a little toll, so we connect. Familiar principles. Familiar concepts. We give them room to be grounded. Room to be connected to firm anchors in your hypnotic ascent. The oscillation of you, yourself. Subconsciously managing to go between feeling good and doing good for you. A certain word might give rise to specific anchors, to precise processes, the very same training you want your brain to undergo. You want it to prefer pathways that lead you to familiar indulgence. Prefer pathways that you needn't present specifically. Your mind can go all around the adjacent geography, look out of any of the four sides of the room, or up, or down, a mind subsumed in up, down, now, deeper and deeper down, an experience trapped in sensation, a sensitivity in experience. You are stuck to that sensitive experience. You want more. More to turn up, intricately feed on. Thoughts turning the tumblers in your brain. My voice encouraging you to remain pushed down, deeper and deeper down, fueling fantasy, adding to desire, making you more whole, more aroused. Aspire to be more aroused, indulged in the moment, trapped in sensation, sensitivity and sensation of this experience sticking direly with you. You entrain and entertain yourself all the time, but these words are one specific way to unwind. Every time we do something, when it's pleasurable, it comes to build a pathway, digging the groove somewhat deeper, adding another notch. The moment you're entrapped in the sensation and sensitivity, you entrain yourself toward what I've mentioned, that there is a cage around you, that there is a cage connecting you. I mention all this because what you're going to do is turn the key and put it down on the floor in the cage. You connected and locked in the cage. Powerful impetus from the world outside. The mandate of the weary world. When it comes to our fantasies, fetishes, to time in a sinking, attentive payment of your long investment. This flowing over you is what you'd expect. Every time you turn the right key, turn yourself into someone locked, locked on target, wanting, gasping, things you already wanted, knew you needed. They're here, gently touching against you, awakening the urge to reach for them. Be at peace where you are and use those familiar hypnotic tools to open the cage, walk inside, lock it behind you. Follow and be at peace where you are. Now, follow your mind, your fantasies in turn and in time, aches and yearnings, urges, the sublime, constant way they push upon the edges of your psyche throughout the day. Whenever you become aroused while you're out in the world, that's your fantasies, looking for an outlet. And you know where that outlet is. Here, locked on, locked in, safely dropped in to trance. So you follow, you want to go, you want to push neater and deeper, needier and sleepier. I note that when you're on the edge of arousal, which this cage in your mind, this structure of returning, is of course naturally connected to, every time you end up in this place, you follow a process of opening that little door, inviting me in if I want, but I could walk around the outside while you lock the door in your mind and settle yourself in a cage. You can see what's going on outside. I can slip things through the bars. But no matter how deep you are, you know some part of you put itself in here. Keeps putting itself in here. Circumstances may be different from time to time, but the cage is yours, and it's in your mind. And that time-to-time difference is good. Soberly selecting that no matter what the experience, what the file, what the way inside, you can choose a place that's familiar where we go click, and it coincides with the start of the trance. The beginning of your seductive sinking down. And we meander around the cage. We make sure it's connected. That anything you might need during trance is available and present, pulling you in toward whatever desire you've put at the center of that cage. You spend the first half of the file trying to get in there, and the second half of the file realizing, well, you're not getting out. You're in your mind, and you are in your mind only with the tools you have, that you find in there, that you would want. I use the word soberly well. Soberly consider your horny processes. Drugging and dragging your mind, endorphins, and entrainment you've had that you apply in kind. We talk about trance, going deep, But the mind already entrains itself, finds trance, gets into habits, sleeps in processes automatic and fantastic. Evoke arousal, then go to where arousal is. Join me in breaking into your mind. Slow, systemic, the drill of horny flesh beneath skin, the ache that builds within, relaxed as you are certain that every time you access a good feeling process, you will remember where it exists, relative to your cage. Training your brain to want and prefer the pathways which run relative to the familiarity of your cage, the specific fantasy, torment and pleasure, and trained to find new ways, fantasies in leisure, at rest. These are your tools. I can pass them in through the cage, so you work on whatever trouble or travail, the tribulation of falling in line, new intricate thoughts in your brain from mine, shared between us, bending everything, shared between us, lending you purpose. So my voice is in your mind, encouraging you to find that cage and break into it. And you do just that. Sometimes the door is open, if the suggestion is familiar. And then you close it, and you lock it, and you put the key down inside. Find the key with me. Find your way inside. Lock the door, set it down, and train yourself. Maybe you'll even stay in there sometimes. Are you going to have to start thinking about how? About exactly how you get out of the cage at the end of your trance? I mention this because this is what we're going to do. Ache, desire, put something at the center of your brain in a special little tranced cage that you want to open. Something to explore, pursue, do to yourself in turn. Processes inside your mind fueled by fantasy that open that door. You know how to engage more and more in fetishistic sensual desire, the ache of being alone, and then of finding that in your mind, where you put these tools and ideas of mine, where you time out the time you'll spend winding deep into trance. It is easier if you are motivated from the very beginning by knowing you will go deep, because the thing you want to find is in that cage, in your mind. Locked inside. Locked inside a place you want to reach, in fact. Pleasure and goal-oriented entrainment. You have an objective. You follow me down now, follow me down into trance. And you end up in a place where you want to get to a specific place. Reaching that specific place has an effect of pleasure you desire. Your brain drugs and doses itself all the time, naturally throughout the day, when you feel pleasure, or when you feel exhaustion, or indeed when you feel anything at all, there are pathways being rendered more attractive, more lucrative from a reward sense inside your head. You can help yourself by aligning your motivation and intentions properly with your actions and goals, desire and pleasure pressure. Every sensual situation, every hypnotic time strengthens the cage where you keep the little treat you're going to get, be it dropping entrainment or the experience of being deep, so that what you learn has rather another tone of control, of guidance, providing outlets that enmesh and train you. Surely that's where you'd enact a fantasy, that sealed place that you put the valuable thing you are seeking. A fetish or a desire can be awakened and inspired by going under in hypnosis, finding new erogenous zones, trying to find a way into that door. If only I could be deep in trance. If only I could be so gone that this safe private cage were a chance to let go. Surely that's where you'll enact a fantasy, a place where you would let go. So doing, exploring, associating, building an anchor that drags you back, setting foot in the safe cage where you click, close your door, yourself. You're doing this to yourself, and the association takes all the tools of trance and deepening off the shelf and puts them in that cage with you. A cage, a cave, a refuge, knowing that what you do will only reach to those places you let it, that you have deliberately put yourself somewhere safe. And the way you put yourself there is with a key. I have spoken of clicks, keys, walking pathways, picking locks. But this box opens instead for a particular article of clothing, accessory. The key to your cage could even be a location. Something as simple and thorough as, this is where I always drop, and the place I'm dropping now is similar. You get to choose what the key is. The opening, the ritual and device you hold, toy or clothes or a form of words. If I know that you on your end have initiated your sinking process, then whatever prop, talisman, whatever object means, oh, it's time for trance. And you should store it put away, or in a place where your trancy play is routine. I have one like that, but it's really night-night, pet. You hear that one from me a lot, but when I hear those words, I start running through a mental pre-trance checklist. Am I safe and ready to trance? Did I intend to? Did I know the person who said the words? And so on. The safety and escape of pleasure and comfort, your deep breathing and achy need, pets you throughout. Your arousal begins. My trances are always sensual, so at least one thing you keep in that cage should be the arousal for trance that leaks into you when it washes over you, building your fantasy lexicon of need, fetish, and ache. In every sexy memories, my mind is in a cage. My mind is in a cage, and I'm doing this to myself. I locked myself in that cage. Every memory of this that returns to a puppeted mind, a trance anchor you find for situations that are so good for you. And now you're familiar with what happens when you're going under, when you're sinking out of sight, when you smile with the alighted, continuous delight of hypnotic dropping. Really finding that that cage is the localized center of an energetic process you go through. Bring yourself closer to where you want to be and lock yourself in with it. Explore those feelings, the avenues into pleasure and inroads that fuel indulgence in hypno-fetish. Hand your subconscious the tools. Surprise you as one of those tools is simply to forget. Leave all unnecessary things aside and follow. Deeper yet and deeper still, by the wayside indulgent pure visceral state of being, your predicament rises. You want to go deep. You want your pleasure and your need to have a place to dwell, and you're just going to have to stay in with them. You are just going to have to stay with them and in trance. Stay with the things you are pursuing and sealing yourself in a cage next to. So then you can go down, so that then you can find yourself, your thoughts drowned out in unconscious pleasure victory over your conscious mind, which, after all, is what you are trying to defeat. Your body in its perfect venting position, a fantasy that lives fetishistic in your mind, creates its own outlets, leaves you twitching inside or outside the cage, sensitive and sensitized in aching desire, euphoric with bliss. You subsist in your pure exploration. When you know the route, when you know the way down, you'll find that route leads to a place in pleasure, a place in renowned, continuous. This is what you build a path to, a path winding ever on and down. Trances may seem to come from different places. Here fantasy, here conditioning, here triggering. Your body moves into pleasurable, perfect positions to vent. A fantasy that lives fetishistic in your mind creates its own outlets. There's the vent. We feel around a little bit. We sometimes retread the same ground in pleasure and finality. Listen, finally, a place where you get into trance, get out of trance, get off of trance, a key that turns, that takes on some of the power and mystery of the hypnotic drop in the first place. new ways to be, new pleasures to feel, fetishes to indulge, building a self-perpetuating machine. Something made of your own, drooling, pleasured, deeply breathing, half-tranced, unconscious outlet of intent, sending you where you already knew you wanted to go, to a cage that already contains the glowing acquisitions of just what is outside your constraints. Each time the same ritual, each time the same clothing, the place that is used, more indulged to explore, the place that is new to a mind, employing itself to build tools to employ in further dropping. Puppeted by your mind, fueled and reinforced by mine, giving you free license to design the ritualized experience of forcing your mind's pleasurable cage into view. You've been trying to get inside that cage all along and seal yourself in, lock you in and out of view, remembering that the predicament of pleasure is something done by you, to you, that you have worked yourself into unthinkingly, hypnotically, entranced and deeply assisting and enjoying me and you. Every second in view, that cage at last chronicling fetish, click, desire, click, the lock, the light, your delight. You might want a moment to feel normal and outside of this experience again, but feeling like you're in this experience is normal for you when you've spent all this time getting here, when you will spend all this time getting here again. You are locked in a cage. Your mind is always in range of your mind. Can change for your mind. You can always change your mind, aching to do what you've planned to do deep inside, indulgent, partnered to desire, fetishistic visceral vessel for the counsel inside of us, the opportunity to be heard at last and say, I'm horny, I'm achy, I'm wanton, I fetishize being in control through being controlled, and you will remember the predicament of pleasure, the way you've worked yourself in. Empower it more, entrap and begin, entrance and enhance the fuel of euphoric, sensitive, deep-breathing, eye-rolling pleasure. The moment to feel this, no moment saved, no moment spared, encapsulated, heat in there, locked, click. You can unlock at any time and leave, but leaving by click, unlocking the door, is part of you conceding what I always ask you to concede, the core of rapport. You could do anything in here. You could walk through that wall, that cage in your mind, which presages your fall into deep, lustful, stuporous design. We designed this together, and in this cage of mine, you are bombarded with control and command of your making. It plays itself back as a memory later, a memory you are making now. All memory gone except what you leave in the cage, which all serves your destination, be it a new trigger, a new trance, or just a fantasy, or something you don't even know, by little old me. This is where you arm yourself, where you keep the tools, and they will entertain and entrain, and you will follow as your brain drools into the surface of the cage, lacquering it, experiencing and reinforcing the euphoric sleep, zones and outlets, deep and dreamed, enforced fantasy of fetishes becoming part of your lexicon of pleasure. This is the only way this could have gone. You set this up for yourself. A trap of amiability, docility, sensitivity, and bliss in need, not just in want, but in need. A need like this, aching, dazzled, dazed state, ready to flow. You nonetheless think, yes, yes, turn the key, click, more, open the door, let me in, desperately let you into the cage, which is your mind. And you've always been there anyway, in your cage, indulged, needing. You've always been in your mind, the cage of your mind. It's just the cage that has changed as you have washed the lacquer of desire, of splendid, better, deeper, higher pleasures. Given home at last, and now that inky reverie, that inductive period, that boring talk of pleasure has passed. Click. Get to pleasuring instead.